A jersey of the NFL champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers is on display in California's capital, but Florida Governor Jeb Bush is having a little difficulty collecting on the rest of his Super Bowl bet. NPR's Scott Horsley explains.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have their Super Bowl championship after handily beating the Oakland Raiders on Sunday, but Florida's governor will have to wait to enjoy the fruits of the friendly wager he made with his California counterpart, Gray Davis. The stakes include a fish taco dinner from a San Diego restaurant, California rice, walnuts, pistachios, and almonds, and a case of 1999 Cabernet from the Groth Winery in Napa Valley. The rice and nuts are easy enough, but the fish taco dinner is a little tougher. After all, few people in Florida have even heard of the dish that Rubio's restaurant in San Diego is known for.
A fish taco would have to be a corn tortilla with our white sauce and our salsa, which is really mild. The fish is fried, and we dip it into fish batter, and that's how we put it, with cabbage in the top. And it's pretty good with the lime in the side.
Alejandra Miramontes loves fish tacos and eats one every day while working at Rubio's. But even though the restaurant offers takeout, she's not sure how a taco would travel the 3,000 miles to Florida.
Well, if you ship it in parts, it will be good once you put it together.
Rather than chance it, Governor Davis opted to send a gift certificate, which Governor Bush can redeem next time he's out west. Delivering the case of California Cabernet turns out to be an even bigger challenge. Here, Governor Davis ran into the legal equivalent of a Buccaneers defensive lineman.
Florida has a statute that makes it a felony, actually, for a winery in California to ship to a resident of the state of Florida.
Steve Gross of California's Wine Institute says about half the states impose some restriction on residents buying directly from outside wineries. California winemakers have been lobbying states to relax those laws. Gross says Florida's felony provision is one of the nation's toughest.
This is one that we, for a long time, would have liked to have seen changed, and hopefully this maybe will shed a little light on the issue for us.
Unless Florida's law changes quickly, though, Davis plans to make the Cabernet handoff in person to Bush when the National Governors Association holds its winter meeting in Washington next month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.